Now, look, light bulbs today. We have Matt Porter in with us from Matt Porter Web Design, here for App of the Week, but also to contribute to the light bulb debate I noticed this morning via my Facebook page. But also Malcolm's on the line. Hello, Malcolm.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Good to talk to you today. Report out this morning from Which saying that some of the light bulbs aren't lasting as long as they should do, which is what some people have suspected, and some people still remain to be convinced. Are you one that's switched over?
Yeah, to a degree. What we actually done, we spend quite a lot of time in our our kitchen diner, which is a large room, and it's lit by 12 circular 50-watt light bulbs. That's like 600 watts every time it's on. But we changed these a long while back now to the individual LEDs, which just plug in. They were £11 each, which is pricey, really, but they only pull just over 4 watts of current and give more light.
Oh, that's interesting.
So we saved an enormous amount of money, really.
So I looked at some the other day, and I thought, oh, I don't know about those. I don't know what they are. I'm not sure about those. And I went for my, you know, the more traditional sorts, you know, ones that you get in those light bars in the kitchen, the 50-watt ones. So I should have perhaps gone for the LEDs, so that you can just literally replace them.
You do. You just take the old one out, and they're exactly the same shape, and they just plug in their place. But I did go to a proper electrician's shop and just had a chat with them, the one opposite the cemetery, actually. And the guy was very helpful and went through all the facts and figures with me. But I've had another friend do exactly the same as well. So it did work out quite nicely.
Fantastic.
Can I make a comment against your other speaker who was saying about changing a strip light bulb?
Mm.
Now, the change of modern strip light bulb, once the diffuser is off, normally all you do is rotate the strip, bearing in mind you've turned it off, of course.
Yep.
You just turn it through 90 degrees and the tube falls out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just slot the other tube in, twist it 90 degrees, and job done.
Yep.
How can that be dangerous, and why in God's name do you need an electrician for it?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because Barry said it's same. He's emailed in, he says... I don't know. Seems absolutely ridiculous to me that every business is supposed to bring in a qualified electrician to change a light bulb. An unnecessary expense and just another example of elf and safety gone mad. It's not exactly rocket science, he says. I'm sure most companies have a maintenance man or someone who does the odd jobs around the company who could be trained to unscrew a bulb. Also, I'm sure company insurance policies could include this in the business insurance with minimal extra cost. There may, of course, be exceptions with certain firms who have lighting at very high levels, so a cherry picker is needed, which, of course, is a more specialised job. So you think it's bonkers that you have to get someone in to change a light bulb?
Yeah, OK, you've got the aspects of the height to come into it, if you're talking on the factory or maybe some officers, but to change a strip light bulb, a modern one, it's absolutely nonsense that you need all the protective gear and a special electrician. It's just something which is done by these electricians to get work, without any doubt.
Thank you very much. Lovely to talk to you, Malcolm. Matt Porter, as I mentioned, is here from Matt Porter Web Design.
Morning.
Did you get a man in when your strip light needs changing?
No, it hasn't actually gone yet.
You haven't had to face that expense yet, then?
No, not yet.
Oh, OK. Talk to me about these energy-efficient bulbs. Do you like them?
Well, I think they're OK, actually.
Do you?
I mean, my views are kind of, a lot of the time, based on cost. And I know that there are expensive light bulbs out there. The LEDs, I think, I believe, are quite expensive, but they're very bright as well. And I think they're sort of becoming popular because they kind of, not only are they low power, but they're also very bright. The traditional low energy bulbs, I went into a shop in Ipswich, on the outskirts of Ipswich, two or three years ago, and they had stacks and stacks of them. And I thought they were mispriced because they were so cheap. I think they were 3 for 24 pence, and I bought 30. And even then, I thought perhaps I should. I mean, it was still only £2.40 for 30 bulbs, and I still have, I don't know, 20 or so of them still in the drawer in the cupboard under the stairs. They're fine, yeah. They were good. They were a good make. They weren't just they were a reasonably good make. They like most low energy light bulbs, they take a moment to run up. I think the complaints I've seen are the older initial low energy bulbs did take a long time to run up. And I think that people were buying too low a wattage as well.
Well, we had one in our spare room, and frankly, when you put it on, you couldn't... To go and get something from the wardrobe at night, you couldn't.
I think you go for the equivalent of a 100-watt bulb, which is, I don't know, I can't even remember what it is. It's 12, 15 watts, but you need to go for the brighter ones. I went around my poor Nan's house years ago into her house, and it was so dark in there. I don't know how she managed to see her way around. So, yeah. But I think they're great. They are right in our house anyway.
Ivan in Ipswich, he hates them. They're too dim and they don't last long enough. John's called. He says there are some shops that are still selling the old style clear bulbs again. He knows because he's bought some recently. So if you go into the shop, you just got any 100 watts? Got any 100 watts in there? It's kind of under the counter. Perhaps we need to create an app where you can, you know, where a list of people where they're selling these under the counter light bulbs.
Well, you can have an app that that makes the flash come on your phone permanently as a torch. Mm. So perhaps people should have that running.
As indeed they were on Saturday at Portman Road, it was quite spectacular. We will get onto this week's app of the week in a moment or two, but it was quite spectacular. In all the rain and the storm and the wind that was going on at Portman Road on Saturday, and the 2-0 win in the second half. First half was rubbish, second half was brilliant. But lightning and everything like this. And then in about the 80th minute, someone gets his torch on in the Sir Ralph Ramsey stand, and it's flashing away.
Yeah.
And then all around the stadium, people got their mobile phones out and just copied him.
Mm.
And it was great. It was like being at a concert with all these lights going on. It just looked quite magical.
Wasn't this from
Friday night
at the Emirates, where they had a power cut, was it? And everybody turned
got their mobile phones out so that they could see what was going on.
But it is amazing when something like that happens, something that's just, you know, completely...
Because no one knew what it was about. Everybody said, oh, what's going on? And then everybody got their phone out and was doing the same.
Yeah.
And it was just quite a magical experience. Really. I suspect possibly that may catch on.
There you are.
I think it will catch on.
Good.
Anyway, time for this week's...
Mark's App of the Week on BBC Radio Suffolk.
Time to get your smartphone out because App of the Week is here. Matt Porter from Matt Porter Web Design in Wuthering Field. And what have you got for us this week?
This week I have an app called UK Bus Times.
Okay.
Which sounds initially quite boring.
Not at all.
However, this app is very impressive. It's basically an app which shows you the nearest bus stop or any bus stops in the geographical area to you. And then you can zoom into that bus stop. You can select the icon and it will then show you the route. So it'll show you the next stops in the route all the way around. And you can actually view the route on a map as well. So it'll actually show you where it's going. Now, I've just run it up here and it's actually shown a map of central Ipswich bus stops. So if I zoom in to Berners Street...
Okay.
Then I've got the two just up the road, and if I select that, it will then show the routes, which are 719, 115, and 116. And if I select those, hopefully, it will then show the timetable of where they go, tower ramparts, railway station, etc. The stop info, so it will show where it is, this particular stop, and also the route. So if I then select routes, it will show me the four routes, and if I click that, it will then say there's a list of all the stops.
So if you're going away on a weekend,
you're on the map.
And the map and everything. So if you're going away for a weekend, say you're going to go to Windsor for the weekend, and you want to catch a bus, perhaps your hotel is just outside Windsor, you want to catch the bus, and you just have all the it would flash up all the details on there.
I think so. I think that the point is that we are being encouraged all the time to make use of public transport, and if you are a regular bus user, so we have a bus stop at the top of our road and my wife knows the bus numbers and the things like that and my children do, if you're aware of these things, then you're more likely to use them, I think. But if you don't know where that bus is going to take you or that public transport is going to take you, then you know, you're less likely to use it. So, yes, it covers the entire UK, I'm led to believe. Well, I know it does. Mm. It's this particular app... This is something I actually went out and looked for. I wanted to go and find a bus timetable type route planner, that kind of thing. And I found this one for Android. There isn't an identical version of this for other platforms such as iPhone. However, there are alternatives. I found one this morning for iPhone, which is £2.99.
Right.
So this one is free with some advertising. There is a pay version, which takes away the advertising at the bottom of the screen. So there isn't an identical version for iPhone or other app, other platforms, but this particular one will run on your Samsung or HTC or those kind of phones.
Okay, yeah. What's it called?
It's called UK...
is it UK Bus Times?
UK Bus Times,
UK
yes.
Bus Times, okay. UK yeah. Bus Times, never miss a bus
it's
ever
a picture,
again.
The icon is a picture of a big blue bus. Okay. You can't miss it. I'll put a link on the Facebook page for
fantastic.
It. But it's a great app and useful. You know, it's not... It's something I think people could find use for. So
I mean, some of the apps that we talk about are ones you can just play with for fun.
Yes.
But that's actually really quite functional, isn't it?
Yeah. I think so. And I think that's, you know, the key is to find something that actually people that improves the quality of your life.
Excellent. And it is interesting because if you don't catch a bus regularly, and I haven't caught a bus for a while, I wouldn't actually know what stop. Well, I'm all right when I go from home because it's outside the house, but I wouldn't know necessarily where to catch it in Central Ipswich to go home again.
Yeah, which one to get.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's the... Especially if you're in the butter market where, you know, you wouldn't know where to look. So, yeah.
Fantastic. I ought to use the buses a bit more, actually, considering I am the next stop is.
I hear that. I think they've improved. There's many more people actually using the bus just to listen to you.
So. Yeah, one or two have gone on there when they missed me when I was on holiday, apparently, went and sat on the bus.
Yeah.
Believe that, you'll believe anything. Thank you very much. It's called UK Bus Times. Matt Porter from Matt Porter, web designer in Walderingfield. And that is this week's App of the Week.
Mark's App of the Week on BBC Radio Suffolk.
Countywide, 10 to 11.